Hi friends, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us this fine Saturday.
We are glad you're here, friends. I'm Pauline. Every Saturday, we review our lessons from the week. And we have a lot to cover today.
Hey, I have this mosquito bite. It really itches.
Oh, you should put ice on it.
Oh, okay. Does that help?
I don't know. I've never tried it. Oh, I know. You should sing a song and drink some lemon juice. I've heard that helps.
I don't know. That sounds like a health myth to me.
You're right. And we talked about health myths this week. Not only that, we also talked about a mystery. I love mysteries.
I can really tell. I love mysteries too. And I am so glad that we talked about electric cars, too.
I don't know. I heard electric cars don't go very far.
Well, we do learn about that today.
So, where should we start?
My mosquito bite. It still itches.
Okay, wait. You don't want to take my advice on trying some ways to make it better?
Pauline, singing a song and drinking lemon juice? I don't think that's going to help.
Okay. Well, I guess we can just watch our lessons and we'll think about how to help your mosquito bite later.
Okay, Pauline. Friends, let's watch them together.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we have a very interesting topic for you. Please help me welcome my guest, Dr. Apple Day. Welcome to the show, Dr. Day.
Thank you, Rob. Today, I want to talk about health myths.
Do you mean popular beliefs that aren't true?
Exactly. You need good information so you can have good health.
I am glad you are here. What myth will you talk about first?
Let's start with eggs. Eggs are good for you.
Aren't eggs bad for your heart? Some people say that.
That is not true. Eggs are good for you.
Okay. I have a question. Do I need to drink 8 glasses of water a day?
Drinking water is a good habit. However, you do not need to drink that much every day.
What if I exercise a lot?
Then you should drink more water.
James, why are you wearing a scarf?
It's freezing in here. I don't want to catch a cold.
It is cold, but you won't get a cold from being cold.
Really? I have always worried about that.
Well, that idea is false. People get sick because of germs.
Oh, then I need to wash my hands as often as I can.
Good idea. James, why are you eating a plate of carrots?
I want to improve my sight. Carrots are good for your eyes.
That's not true, James. That's a health myth.
It is? But everyone knows carrots are good for your sight.
I used to think that too. Dr. Day was on Rob's show yesterday. Maybe you should talk to her about this.
Okay, Tina. I'll talk to her.
I am at work. The phone rings. It is the art museum. A painting is missing. They need my help. I go to the art museum. I see the boss. He tells me about the painting. The painting is expensive. But the painting has an alarm. a thief cannot usually steal the painting. But today is Wednesday. A worker always turns off the alarm on Wednesdays. Then he cleans the painting. I see a worker. He is sitting in a room. He is upset. I go into the room. I talk to the worker.
Where do you clean the painting?
I ask.
I usually clean it in the workshop,
he says.
But today I clean it in the kitchen.
Where's the painting?
I ask.
I don't know,
he says.
I am not a thief. I went to the men's room. I came back. The painting was gone.
I go outside. I talk to the boss.
That worker is the thief, I'm sure,
says the boss.
He turns the alarm off on Wednesdays.
Where were you?
I ask.
I was in the museum's shop all day,
says the boss.
And I never go into the kitchen.
Aha,
I say.
I can solve this case. Give me the painting.
Rob, do you know anything about electric cars?
Well, they aren't very common. Are you interested in them?
Yes. Tesla is making a new kind of electric car this year.
Is there something special about it?
Yes. It can drive much farther than most electric cars.
It must be expensive.
Actually, it will be their least expensive car.
Susie, I did some research on Tesla's new car.
What did you find out?
Many people are excited about its design. Look at this picture.
Its top is all glass.
Electric cars don't use gas. That means less air pollution.
If more people had electric cars, it would change the world.
It would certainly change the car market.
What magazine are you reading?
It's a car magazine. I'm reading about electric cars.
They're fancy, but not very useful.
Why?
I've heard that they can't drive very far. Then you have to charge them.
What about the Chevy Bolt? It can go 238 miles before you have to charge it.
That is interesting. Can I borrow your magazine?
Have you changed your mind about electric cars, James?
I have. Tesla and Chevy are making electric cars for the mass market.
Yes, they make two models that are very exciting.
I know. Electric cars are now for regular people.
I want one. But they still cost a lot.
True, but they are inexpensive to drive.
That is why I want one. Okay, everyone, now it's time for some questions. You can answer them at home. Peter and I will answer these questions together.
That's right, but make sure to be using your English at home if you can.
On this show, we hope that you can challenge yourself. So try to say more than one word answers. Try saying a whole sentence.
Let's start by talking about breakfast first. What did you have for breakfast?
I actually didn't have breakfast, Peter.
Wait, what? But we're reviewing. We need to review what you ate. Let me tell you about my breakfast.
Okay.
I had toast, I had fried eggs, I had a cup of tea. Now, that is a myth we talked about today.
Oh, right. We talked about eggs. Rob thought that eggs were bad for you, but we learned that that eggs are actually very good for you. And that is a good thing because a lot of people like to eat eggs for breakfast.
But some people think they are not good, but they actually are. So what's another myth we can talk about?
Ooh, I like learning about drinking water. The myth is that we need to drink 8 glasses of water a day.
That's a lot of water. Drinking water is a good habit. However, you don't need to drink that much water every day.
I'm really glad about that. Exercise is also healthy, and we learned this word habit. Let's talk about that word together.
Okay, I have daily habits. Every day I brush my teeth in the morning and at night. This is my habit.
That's great. We hope you have a habit of studying English every day.
Now let's go to the mystery. A worker might have stolen a painting.
I think that he did. He usually cleans the painting in the workshop, but today he did it in the kitchen.
But when he goes to the men's room, he says it's gone when he gets back.
That's right. But the boss says he was in the guest gift shop all day and did not go to the kitchen.
Oh, but Mr. E didn't say anything about the kitchen, so he did it. Good job, Mr. E.
Okay, friends, now it's time for us to take a short break, but don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Pauline, what did you like learning about this week?
Ooh, I really liked the article on electric cars. I learned a lot. I didn't know that they could go so far before having to charge.
Yeah, that's right. Electric cars are getting better and better. Friends, now let's watch our features from this week. This will be a lot of fun.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. Today I'm working on my schedule. I keep it in my phone. I have a busy schedule. I'm sure you do too. This week I have things to do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. But I can rest on Saturday and Sunday. What about you? People's schedules are very busy. Most people write down their schedule. They keep them on their cell phone or on a calendar on their desk. Planners have calendars that help us schedule events and keep track of days, weeks, and months. We write down things to remember the day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And they must also remember the date. The date is the month, day, and year of one certain day. For example, today is August 15th, 2017. Remember to say 15th, not just 15. We always use first, second, third, fourth when we talk about dates. We can say today's date 2 different ways. We can say August 15th or the 15th of August. When we say the year, we can say 2017 or 2017. On each date of the calendar, we can write down important things to remember. Meetings, lunch, or dinner dates, birthdays, or other special days. Make sure to keep a good schedule, or you may forget something. Wow! My schedule today is very busy. On August 15th, I have many things to do. I have a meeting at 11, Then I have a lunch date with my boss. I have an interview at 2, and I must pick up my daughter from school at 4. Oh, wait a minute. What time is it now? It's 10:58. I can't be late for my meeting. Goodbye, everyone. See you next time on Jack's File. Everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about cars. Please help me welcome my guest, Mr. Hybrid.
Hello, everybody. It is good to be here.
Well, it is good to have you, Hi. Hi, I have a question here from one of my friends. Can you help us answer it?
I will try.
Great. Our question today comes from Caitlin Snow of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Caitlin writes, my sister just bought a plug-in hybrid car. I am curious, how are plug-in hybrids different from other cars?
Great question, Caitlin. To answer your question, first we need to talk about what a hybrid is.
Okay, great. What is a hybrid car?
A hybrid car is a car that has a gas engine and an electric motor.
So it can run on both gas and electricity?
Yes. Hybrid cars can run on gas or electricity.
Why are hybrid cars good?
People like hybrid cars because the electric motor allows drivers to use less gas, which saves people money and creates less pollution.
That's good.
Yes, it is very good. Caitlin's sister has a plug-in hybrid. These are cars that you can fuel with gas, but you can also plug in and charge, just like you would plug in your cell phone. This gives the car's battery the power that will make it run.
That is really interesting. Well, thanks for your help, Hi. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
It's pretty dark, Bob. Should we keep on hiking?
Well, we could take a break here if you want.
And then maybe we should go back. It's kind of scary in the forest at night.
I've heard that there are ghosts in this forest.
Nice try, Bob. I don't believe in ghosts.
I've heard that they come out for a walk every night at 8 o'clock. What time is it now?
It's 8 o'clock.
I've heard I've heard that they come out for a walk every night at 8 o'clock. Boo!
Run! It's okay. It's not a ghost, Izzy. It's Super Sentence Man. Oh, yeah. That was perfect timing, Super Sentence Man. You mean you planned this?
Yeah. Yes, we did.
You looked so scared.
Well, I'm glad it's just you, Super Sentence Man. What are you doing up here anyway?
Well, actually, Bob here said a super sentence. I've heard that they do something. Bob said, I've heard that they come out for a walk every night at 8 o'clock.
Oh, man, that was a super sentence. I have one, too.
Well, go for it.
Do you know how much little ants work?
No.
I've heard that they never sleep.
I've heard that they never sleep. Is that true?
I don't know, but it's
a super sentence. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes it is. What about you, Bob? Do you have another one for me?
Sure. Speaking of animals.
Yes.
I love octopuses.
Zhang Yu.
I've heard that they each have 3 hearts.
I've heard that they each have 3 hearts. That's crazy.
Right?
And it's a super sentence. Remember, well, say it with me. A super sentence every day will make your English great. What was that?
What was what?
I just heard someone else who needs my help. That's all. Well, here I go.
Those features are great. It is a fun way to learn our English. And we always practice here together.
Yes, we always enjoy answering questions with you. And you can always come back on Saturdays to review the lessons with us. You can also watch those conversations again.
We talked about health myths, electric cars, and mysteries. I think we talked about pretty much everything there is.
No, we didn't. Not even close. Next week, we will talk about all new things.
Oh, great point. And this is a great place to come to always practice with us, too.
You did a great job today, everyone, and we had a lot of fun. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.